The U.S. House of Representatives struck down the first draft of the federal farm bill yesterday. The bill, which is rewritten every 4 years, provides subsidies and insurance to farmers and agricultural businesses. It also serves as the regulatory legislation for SNAP benefits, formerly called food stamps. The failed congressional draft would have expanded work requirements for SNAP beneficiaries. The expanded requirements are part of a plan by congressional Republicans to cut SNAP's budget in the coming years. Amy Carter is a policy analyst with the Indiana Institute for Working Families. She says the proposed work requirements would negatively impact Indiana residents.
Some of the proposed legislation talks about if you have children over six, then you have different work requirements, whereas before, if you had children, you were excluded from those. And so we know that low-income folks who are working at jobs with variable schedules that may not have paid time off, that may not have paid leave or able to take off to take care of their kids, they're going to run into problems when they have these work requirements. And we know that childcare is an issue, too, for people. So if someone with children wants to get to work but they don't have something safe and reliable in their area, it's really going to put a strain on their ability to have that nutrition assistance. And then I think another demographic that we need to look at is people from 50 to 59. So right now it's 18 to 49 without children. It's called ABODs. But this new legislation would move the work requirements up to 59. I mean, that's a demographic that might have trouble finding a job. If they've lost a job, it's a really difficult time to get back into the workforce because people are seeing that you're on your way out or you may not be able to do the labor that you once did. And so I think that's another group that, if this passes, would have a difficult time meeting those requirements and thus getting food.
Carter says, at least in the short term, the farm bill failure was a small victory for SNAP-dependent Hoosiers.
Until it's passed, from my understanding, we continue to use SNAP the way it was functioning. And so by failing, I guess it allows people to continue operating under the old rules, which makes it so that if you have children, you're not expected to work. If you're over 50, you're not expected to work, and you can still get nutrition assistance. So it's helping more people put food on the table right now.
SNAP provides aid to 40 million people throughout the United States, or about 12% of the population. It is also the largest part of the farm bill, taking up 80% of the budget from 2014 to 2018, according to the Congressional Budget Office and the USDA. The proposed work regulations on SNAP beneficiaries were introduced shortly after President Trump's announcement earlier this year that he plans to cut SNAP benefits by $213 billion over the next decade. That eliminates approximately 30% of the service's annual budget. Trump also plans to remove approximately 4 million people from SNAP, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Policy and food aid organizations believe that these increased restrictions and cutbacks will cause a dramatic increase in the number of food insecure people. The term food insecure refers to those who are unable to consistently provide food for themselves but are also ineligible for federal food aid programs like SNAP. Emily Weicker Bryant is the executive director of Feeding Indiana's Hungry. She says increasing the number of food insecure people in the state will significantly strain charity organizations.
You know, as we see, the charitable sector is already providing the only means of assistance for nearly a third of Hoosiers. And the House Farm Bill would cause more and more folks to be in that category by creating more barriers to enrollment and really coming at the bill to, you know, in the concept of making changes and improvements, but coming at it with an axe that will, you know, in the end, impact children and seniors and veterans and ultimately cause more people to be hungry.
The amount of food insecure residents who are ineligible for SNAP varies widely throughout the state. According to a Feeding America study, Monroe County has the second highest food insecurity rate in the state, behind only Marion County. 25,000 Monroe County residents rely on local charities like Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. 7,500 of those residents are considered ineligible for federal assistance. Bryant says that the number could increase if the proposed cuts to SNAP are passed by Congress. Many families who are food insecure but ineligible for SNAP also don't qualify for other federal food aid programs, such as free and reduced lunch for students. 1 in 5 children in southern Indiana goes hungry every day, according to data from Feeding Indiana's Hungry. According to Bryant, food charities are attempting to make up the difference in helping residents ineligible for federal aid, but without SNAP benefits for those that need them, it's an uphill battle.
So in Indiana, last year, there were just under $1 billion of SNAP benefits that were spent in more than 5,000 retailers across the state. For every one meal that the Feeding America network provides, which are our member food banks, there are 12 SNAP meals. To scale, it is a much larger and much more direct program.
The local affiliate of Feeding Indiana's Hungry is Hoosier Hills Food Bank. Julio Alonso is the executive director of the food bank.
Well, Hoosier Hills Food Bank serves a 6-county area, and we collect and distribute food primarily to other agencies. We serve 100 nonprofits, food pantries, soup kitchens, youth programs, senior centers in those 6 counties. And then we also have some direct service programs of our own. We serve about 1,000 seniors every month through our Senior Food Box program, and then we have a mobile pantry that goes to 4 communities and serves individuals directly. So we move about 4.2 million pounds of food each year to all of those agencies and to individuals.
If the proposed cuts do pass in the next draft of the Farm Bill, Hoosier Hills Food Bank and many other local food aid groups will have to face a substantial increase in demand, an increase that, according to Alonso, many charities aren't prepared to handle.
We're concerned about the proposed Farm Bill on a couple of levels. One is just that SNAP is an incredibly important resource for people who are at risk of hunger, we don't want to see that taken away from people who need it. But secondly, if that does happen and these cuts do go through, we're almost certain that's going to drive more people to food pantries and kitchens and places like that and place a significantly higher demand on our services.
Are you guys prepared to handle that demand if it does increase?
Well, we're as prepared as we can be at the moment. We're not completely meeting the need as it stands. So anything more than that is harder for us to handle. But if something like this happens, we will work diligently to make sure that we try to increase our incoming food so that we can get more out to the agencies that we work with and the clients that that we and they serve. It's going to be a struggle. I can't say that that's not going to be the case. We're already stretched. It's going to be an even greater stretch if we have to suddenly serve a lot more people. And unfortunately, it's unlikely that we're going to be able to fill the gap. We just can't. We can't provide resources on that level. We have a very generous community, and we have a lot of support, but it would take an enormous amount of support to fill the void that is likely to happen if these cuts go through.
Alonso says that while charitable organizations provide a significant amount of help to those in need, their services just can't compare to massive federally funded programs such as SNAP.
For every one meal that we provide, SNAP provides 12. So the importance of the SNAP program really can't be overstated in keeping people from facing hunger. So some of the new requirements that are being added are unreasonable and are going to make people leave the program. And frankly, I believe that's the intent. The other problem is that they're going to place a lot more burdens and requirements on each of the states to create and implement training programs and things like that. And we've tried some of these things before, and they don't really work. There's an attempt here to fix a problem that doesn't exist in the name of trying to save some money.
The Farm Bill will now go back to committee, where a new draft will be created. A vote on the new version is anticipated for June. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.